Welcome to EAN Cast, your weekly source for education, research, and updates from the European Academy of Neurology.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly EAN podcast. Today is a very special episode. It's the 100th episode, and I can hardly believe it that it's already 100 times that we did the podcast, almost 2 years now since we started. And since it is a special episode, we have special guests. We have two guests today, and we start with our first guest, who is Professor Claudio Bassetti. Hello, and thank you for taking your time for this podcast today, Claudio.
Thank you, Barbara. It's an honor and a great pleasure to be with you on this special occasion.
So maybe you can talk a little bit about the achievements you managed during your presidency as EAN president, and this was the first president of the EAN, and I think you can talk a little bit about it.
Well, thank you. In fact, I started thinking about the EAN in 2007. This is when the EFNS task force was created. It was a joint task force of the two societies of that time. And it was recognized around that time that there was no reason for having two societies forever in Europe dedicated to neurology. And I was a member of this task force for 6 years. And actually, the final act was then the approval of the bylaws and the new structure of the EAN in 2013. This was followed by the first joint meeting, or the last and first joint meeting, ENS, EFNS, in 2014, and 2015, then the society was born. I then served the EAN in the scientific committee, in the sleep panel as chair, and finally in 2018, this is recent story, I was then elected in the board of the society, and this was the wish of Professor Fazekas. He nominated me as president-elect, and finally, because of his serious illness in 2019, I then succeeded to him as president, and for 3 years, 2019-2022, I was then president of the EAN. In fact, it was a crisis presidency because I had to deal not only with this very unfortunate illness of Franz Fazekas in 2019, but soon after my takeover as president, I had to deal with the COVID consequences of the pandemic. And if this was not sufficient in 2022, there was the war in the Ukraine, the invasion of the Ukraine. So I would say it was actually a presidency that was characterized by many crises. Maybe for this reason, I had also the opportunity of you know, profiting of this crisis to tackle challenges for the EAN. And in fact, one of the first thing I did was to focus our strategy, you know, neurology in Europe, the future of neurology, and the EAN as home of the neurology. And we focused in my presidency, during my presidency, on four main topics: science, education, membership, and advocacy. So these were the four main topics of my presidency. And you asked me about the achievements. I mean, the achievements were a teamwork. I had a wonderful office and a beautiful team of the board. And we could tackle indeed many, many new things. In science, we launched one of the first registries in the world on COVID, I would say international registries, the energy, which gave rise to multiple important publications. It was during my presidency that we created a science school of the EAN, which turned out to be an incredible success. And it was during my presidency that we started a large study on the burden of diseases, a new study of the EAN, including 18 disorders in 47 countries. And this year, in Helsinki, we will present this study, not only on the prevalence, disability, mortality, but also on the costs of neurological disorders in Europe. In education, I took with the board the very fundamental decision of creating the beautiful e-learning platform that you, Barbara, and your team are running so beautifully now over the years, the EAN Campus. This was not an easy decision. There were lots of discussions. And finally, we said, let's take the challenge. And this turned out to be also, thank to the involved people, to a beautiful success. We performed in terms of the education an in-depth revision of the European residency program, the program that is needed to allow people to circulate in Europe. So this was really an in-depth revision. And I'm also proud to say that we started a mentorship program in terms of education. What did we do for the membership, the third strategic pillar? Well, we co-opted the chair of the young neurologist, the RRFS, as member of the board. So this was actually the desire that I actually could fulfill of having the young neurologist being represented in the decision, in the executive decision board of the EAN. I launched the gender and diversity task force of the EAN, and I started the in-depth reflection about the future of general neurology. This was done within the EAN, but also in collaboration with regional societies around the world, the Asian, the African, the Pan-Arabic, the Australasian, the Latin American, but also with the World Federation, with the EAN. And this paper just came out recently on the future of general neurology. And the conclusion is, yes, we need general neurology because of the increasing burden of neurological disease and because the workforce is still insufficient. We cannot work only with specialists. And last but not least, the advocacy. We actually supported the preparation of the intersectoral global action plan on epilepsy and neurological disorders, which was been approved by the World Health Assembly in 2022. And following this, we actually created the, I would say, the first regional brain health plan in the world, the EAN Brain Health Plan. This was launched in 2022, 2023. We had a publication, a very important summit in 2022, and this was then followed after my time by subsequent summits. And finally, I would like to say that one of my big interest and emphasis of the presidency was the interaction with the national societies. At that time, unfortunately, often virtually, with the regional societies, we had during the annual meeting session with all regional societies, and last but not least, with the patient organization to which I'm very close, the EFNA, European Federation of Neurological Associations.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, that's enormous work which has been done during the last years. And strategically, I think neurology gets more and more important worldwide, which is pronouncedly dedicated the brain health strategy to. So where do you personally see your goals for the future for neurology?
There are different fields. I do think that we start realizing with numbers. There was a recent paper in Lancet Neurology on the global burden of neurological diseases. And this paper, which was performed by the Global Burden of Disease Consortium, has shown that 43% of the general population suffers of neurological disease. 43%. Nota bene, this does not take into account sleep disorders, neuropathic pain, vestibular disorders. So it's huge. So, and it is obvious that because of the lack of working force, we will need to promote neurological care also in the hands of non-neurologists. So I think one of the big challenges would be to offer interprofessional care, triage, care of simple cases through non-neurologists. The second emphasis, I think, is the prevention of neurological disease. This is a new world. We never spoke about prevention in neurology. We spoke maybe about prevention in cardiology. Obviously, the stroke field started this new field of neurology. It's a very effective prevention that we have at our disposal. Up to 60, 70, 80% of the phenomenon stroke can be prevented if we do everything that we can. But this should be enlarged to the entire neurological field. This is the essence of the brain health campaign. We want to promote prevention of stroke, of dementia, but also of epilepsy, of headaches, of sleep disorders, many other fields. To do this, and this is maybe the third point I would like to make, we need to have, however, a better understanding of the mechanism of neurological disorders. I mean, yes, we know healthy food, good air, good sleep, social contacts, cognitive training. These are very important, but we need also to be more precise, specific. So we need to have a strong translational research. You know, the burden of neurological disorders is now up to 1/3, 40% of the population. If you look at how much money neurology receives for research, is less than 10% of the entire budget that is devoted to research. So no wonder we have not yet the treatment for dementia and for other disorders, for ALS. There has been too little research funding, and we need to have more research, and I would say basic translational research. The final point I would say is the workforce, the new generation. We need to attract them to neurology. This is the best field for the future. The brain is the most beautiful organ we have. This is also one of the reasons we talk about brain health. You know, this is brain wealth. This is the treasure that we carry with us every day when we walk around. This is important for the future of us individuals, but also as a society. So we need to attract the best brains and the best hearts to this field. So I think the recruitment of the new generation, offering new ways of working, also interprofessionally, we need to strengthen also our collaboration with other professional, other health professional, also disciplines. This is another emphasis for the future.
So that's a great advocacy for young people to become a neurologist and be interested in neuroscience. So thank you very much, Claudio, for your statements.
Thank you, Barbara. It was a great pleasure. And as we have chosen the slogan of the EAN Brain Health Plan, we should think about one brain, one life, one approach, the approach of the EAN.
And since this is a special episode, our 100th episode, as I mentioned at the beginning, I have a second guest today. And the second guest is Professor Elena Moreau, who is director of the Movement Disorder Center at Grenoble Alps University in France. And she's also head of the Department of Neurology, Psychiatry. And she will answer a few questions regarding the future of neurology within the European Academy of Neurology, because she is our president-elect of the European Academy of Neurology. And she will be the first female president of the organization. So very welcome, Elena. Thank you very much for taking the time for being with us today.
Thank you, Barbara. It's really a pleasure and an honor to participate to this podcast. As you said, I will take over the presidency of DAN at the end of our Congress in Helsinki, so the 2nd of July 2024. And I'm very thrilled because I think that there are so many things that we have to keep going. We started years ago, and I think Professor Bassetti has already explained what the EAN has done so far. But I'm so excited that there are so many other initiatives that I really would like to foster in the next 2 years. So I'm thinking, first of all, to equity, diversity, and inclusion, considering the neurological disorders. So for years and centuries, when we have been thinking about medicine, is always thinking about in man, how the diseases are managed, and the symptoms and the epidemiology. Only recently, gender gaps, gender differences in neurological disorder have been, let's say, discovered. So just think about all the medication that we are using for neurological disorder. They are coming for preclinical data in male animals, and all the clinical trials are mostly done in women with menopause or mostly in men. So we don't know if the same medication has the same benefit in women compared to men. And I just cite the statins, they're probably not working as well in men in preventing neurovascular disorder compared to women. And so I think this is a huge field that have to be addressed by the new generation much more than what we have done. And the same inclusion and diversity, all, you know, they're all migration people with probably neurological disorder that we don't see in Europe now. So like this tropical neurological disorder that our colleagues, they know very well, but we have to face with all the migration in Europe. There are other diversity that we have been neglecting. So as you know, I've been the co-chair of a task force, a coordinating panel, which has been growing over the last 4 years. And I think I will try to implement research awareness and education in this area. And I'm sure that the new generation are quite excited about that.
Yeah, I think these are very important points. The one factor being women underestimated in their importance in treatment of neurological disorders. And we all have our decades of results of studies on men only. And then also the other side of the medal, why are there still so few women in leadership positions? I mean, you are now our role model. You are the first going to be the first president from July on. But as compared to the States, for example, it took us so much longer to have a female president. What do you think we can do about it in the future?
Right. There are too many issues that I see. The American colleagues, they've been using a lot of programs in leadership for women years ago. So, and can it, this can explain why, for example, the American Academy of Neurology has seen several female presidents compared to Europe. And but the other problems that they see is that women often they don't think they are good enough to take some leadership position, the so-called imposter syndrome. And I think that now we have to realize that there is no reason why we should be afraid. We have the same qualities to take this responsibility, to take this position. So I hope that, you know, maybe women that they think that they're not good enough, I can say that I don't think I will be the best president, but I will try to do my best to be to serve the European Academy as a president, and I really hope that other women will follow, that will when they will be asked or not even asked to put themselves forward, that they will by themselves say, let's do this because I want to make some changes. I want to serve the neurological community.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you will be a perfect president. I'm looking forward to that time. And I have the same or made the same experience in the past that all the women I tried to force during the last decades in my prior career to get into higher positions, they always were so reluctant to take over. I have never, ever found a male person who said to me he doesn't want a promotion if it's offered to him, but I have heard a lot of women telling me, oh, I'm not sure if I'm good enough already, or can I really succeed, or can we wait for one more year? I have to learn one more year, and then maybe you ask again next year. I've never heard that from a male person, and we really have to enforce women to be more self-confident and to take over positions like you do now. So you will be our role model.
I think the other thing that I see is there are so many changes, right? We have artificial intelligence, digital health, new knowledge about the etiopathology, new medication, new healthcare system. I think that neurology in the next few years will be different compared to today. So we have to be ready to adapt these changes to have a modern neurology in the next year. So I think that we can do it. We can get ready to all these changes, the climate, the environment. And my idea, we already have some ideas, is to expand, to organize some task forces, some groups that will focus on some of these urgent areas to foster. So this is one of the other priorities. And if I also may, you know that we just published the Neurological Research Agenda for Europe. There are some areas that they've been found to be important to develop within the next year. So I will take a few of these points to concentrate and to develop, because this is an important plan that has been published for the AN. And also we have the Brain Health Mission, which is really, really a big mission for the AN, with several areas that we want to bring over. And also is one of my tasks will to accompany, to follow, to foster also this brain health mission strategic plan for the EAN.
So we see you have a pretty full agenda. You have lots of ideas, which are all very important. And we wish you all the best for your presidency coming up. Thank you very much for joining today and looking forward to your presidential time.
Thank you very much, Barbara, and all your staff.
This has been EAN Cast Weekly Neurology. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcatcher for weekly updates from the European Academy of Neurology. You can also listen to this and all of our previous episodes on the EAN campus to gain points and become an EAN expert in any of our 29 neurological specialties. Simply become an EAN individual member to gain access. For more information, visit ean.org/membership. That's ean.org/membership. Thanks for listening. EANcast Weekly Neurology is your unbiased and independent source for educational and research-related neurological content. Although all content is provided by experts in their field, it should not be considered official medical advice.